Good morning. I'm Gil Kleinwichter. I'm a member of the vestry. I'm also chair of your stewardship committee. Okay, I'm hearing the silence. Take that deep breath. Let it out. Calm down. Stewardship's not that bad, really. I hope you've really been feeling the excitement and stuff around the parish, because in the last year, we have really started to take off. And part of that is, you know, because of you. The church has grown. The school has tripled in size. There is just additional programs, like the wonderful one we're having right afterwards in regards to racism. And it's just a new and vibrant feel around here. So what do we do? What is stewardship? Where are we going to go with this or whatever? Well, I ask you, if you look at the front of your bulletin, it really clearly states it. Our mission is to be Jesus Christ's heart, hands, and feet to our neighbors, no matter where they are on their journey of faith. This is a direct call to outreach. And that's the theme behind what we're going to be doing. I want people to be reaching out with your time, your talent, and your treasures. This is a chance for you to be a part of something that's larger than all of us combined. So what are we going to do during this period where we're really focusing on stewardship? We're going to take time and talk to you about what that commitment we're asking you to make really is. The commitment is of treasure in some regards. Now, I know that can be scary, but we have life-changing events that come along. We work with people on that. That's not something where, no matter what, you've got to do it, that some, you know, the stewardship police are going to come around. It doesn't happen. We're also going to talk about the youth programs. You saw part of it today. They were up here. They were working on bags that will take care of lunches that will be given to homeless. We've got other programs as far as outreach, again, that we want to take ourselves out to the community. We're also going to talk about just the rest of the ministries all put together, all the things that are going on within the church, the needs that we have, and really what it takes to do this and to live our mission. So, like I said, it can be tough. We can work with you. We can, you know, whatever you can do. And I want to leave you with a thought about what your commitment can really mean. If you go back in time and you research anything on the Apollo Moon program, there were reporters running around NASA like mad. They were looking for that next story. They wanted something big to throw out in front of people. Well, one reporter came across a janitor. The janitor was sweeping up. So they went up and they asked him, said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And he said, with a big smile on his face, "I'm helping to put a man on the moon." Think about it. It doesn't matter what you do, what level of commitment you make. As long as you're doing it, you're being a part of something larger. You're reaching out, you're helping with outreach, and you're helping us live our mission. So please, prayerfully consider this. We have packets in the back. If you gave last year, if you committed, then we've got one with your name on it. If you didn't, that's fine. We've got blanks. But we need your help, and we are looking for that commitment. Please, prayerfully consider it. And at the end of all this, when we get to the first weekend in November, we're going to have a party over in the parish hall where we're going to, after the blessing of these commitments, to celebrate the fact that we've come together and that we're making a commitment, not only to the church, but to our outreach and to people in general. Thank you.
And you also get a free gift at that lunch. So we're excited about it. Put that on your calendar, November 1st, right after this service, and we'll bless those. Thank you.